And for making it like you. And for riding the rainbow to Clydesville. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
You are now listening to 101.9, and this is Navi Wright. This is my first time hosting a radio show. I hope you all enjoy it. I'm a student intern here at CITR, and I hope you have a great time. So we're going to start off with Teach You a Lesson by Drake from his comeback season.
That champagne so fuchsia, baby. I do things that you ain't used to, baby. I take you back home to St. Lucia, baby. When raindrops hit the tin roof, it's crazy. That's a metaphor, did I lose you, baby? When you all wet and covered in sweat, I wipe your ass down like Boosie, baby. Love all my feedback. Tell me to give it to you if you need that. Touch right there, whatever the speed's at. If it's over fast, then I promise you a relapse. Forget what you guessing I'm on. And who was in your past, I'm refreshing and grown. Just charge that cell that I messaged you on. And if you let us, girl, I'ma bring the dressing along. You hear that professional tone. Half of that's ice and the rest is Patron. And show up on time for the class I'm teaching. Cause guaranteed I'ma bring a lesson along. And you just gotta bring the breasts along. Instead of holding out, wondering what it could have been. I confess this address to you. And I'm the postman looking for a slot I could put it in. With no New York number. Mom's still upstairs and two floors under. But my room's soundproof. You so tempted to satisfy your urge so you don't wonder. Yeah, I know I told you before, I grabbed that for you like holding the door. Cause mine's Polo, yours is Vicky, and they just spread all
you
over the floor.
You feel so
like,
good, you smell so good, you feel so warm, just like I knew you would. Can't let you go. Can't let you go. I can't let you go. You were late to school. I'm gonna have to see you after class. You've been a bad girl. Someone's gonna have to teach you a lesson. You've been a bad girl. Someone's gonna have to straighten you right out. You've been a bad girl. Someone's gonna have to teach you, teach you, teach you, teach you. Teach you, teach you, teach you, teach you. Someone's gonna have to teach you, teach you, teach you. You can call me professor, but baby, you broke the rules. Won't get the grade you want unless you stay after school. She can work it off,
work it off, work it off.
Maybe I can give you extra credit,
extra credit.
But there's something else. Girl, can I frisk you? Search your body for you look so guilty to me. If I make you nervous, it's cause you're hiding WMDs, and I'm gonna sentence you. Baby, you can do your time on me. I can't let you go. I can't let you go. Someone's gonna have to teach you a lesson. You've been a bad girl. Ooh. Someone's gonna have to
straighten you
right out.
You've been a bad girl, bad girl.
Someone's gonna have to teach you, teach you, teach you. Can I make you mine? Is it it me? Is it us? Can I love you all my life?
Nova Scotia. Faith Nolan is an award-winning singer-songwriter, film producer, and ardent advocate for social justice. Her music and politics are one and the same, both firmly entrenched in her experiences as a queer woman of African, Mi'kmaq, and Irish heritage, raised in the working-class neighborhood of Regent Park, Toronto. Over the course of her career as a musician, she has recorded 14 albums, the most recent of which, Hang On Cupe, was released in 2009. For more information about the Queering Black History 2011 recipient, Faith Nolan, go to her website at www.faithnolan.org. And now, a selection from Faith's music, a track titled, Where Can I Run?
Where can I run? Where can I hide? You stole my body, now you're torturing my mind.
Okay, so we're back on the air on 101.9. And I have two special guests here with me today. We have Dale.
Hi.
And Amin.
Hey, what's up?
And today we're going to talk about relationships and Valentine's Day. Since Valentine's Day is coming up, I just thought it would be a really good idea. So, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Well, I don't know yet. What are you going to do, Amin?
I'm not really sure yet. Yeah, I think I'm going to procrastinate till the 13th and then decide what I'm going to do.
Well, do you think girls put a lot of pressure on guys for Valentine's Day?
Depends on who you're, like, kind of, like, involved with. Like, seriously, it does. Like, if you like someone a lot and you're probably going to feel pressure anyways to, like, go do something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, some girls are like, where's my gifts? But some are just like, oh my god, really? You're so nice. Yeah.
So it's like the thought that counts.
Yes.
And depends on the girl you're with. Okay, so we're going to go to our next song called Old School Love by Divine Brown.
Yeah.
mean to tell you that you never say goodbye. With all of my heart, you tore it apart.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is proud to support CITR's fund drive from February 26th to March 8th. The fair is a great opportunity for anyone considering studying, volunteering, working, or traveling abroad. Exhibitors will include universities from around the world and student travel organizations. The Study and Go Abroad Fair happens Tuesday, March 5th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the East Ballroom of the Vancouver Convention Center. All visitors will also be entered in a grand draw with prizes including a trip on Air Canada, a volunteer trip in Nicaragua or Nepal, and an iPad. CITR will also be doing a live broadcast from the fair with interviews, demos, and more. For more information, go to studyandgoabroad.com.
You are listening to 101.9 FM. So, we're back on the air. So, what did you guys think about that song?
Reminds me of that special someone in my life. My mom.
Really? Seriously?
Yep.
I liked it.
Okay, so what do you guys... Yeah, so continue. You guys don't know what you're doing for Valentine's Day yet?
Yeah. I don't know what a girlfriend is, so.
No, I sort of know what I'm doing. It's just like, it's something small. Just if roses and just like maybe one, just one rose. Because I'm broke. And like, and you know, small pack of chocolates.
Just. Well, what would you do if she like, so Amin has a secret admirer. Well, no, wait, he likes someone. And
it's me.
Okay, so he likes someone, and he doesn't know what to get her for Valentine's Day. So you think one rose is good? Because you don't really know her.
No, I don't want to go overboard with it, but just, like, something, like, nice. This is, like, kind of like, oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Are you going to ask her to be your Valentine?
I don't know. Depends on her reaction.
Could you imagine if she, like, threw it back in your face? What would you do?
I'd laugh.
Probably cry to you guys about it.
Okay, what about you, Dale? What are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
Well, I was planning on putting a few candles in the dark.
In the dark?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah, and just cry myself while listening to Evanescence. It's pretty nice. No. I don't know. We'll leave it to a surprise.
Okay,
he's just being shady, guys.
He's just being shady. Okay, so our next song is Don't You Leave by Brittany Smith featuring Azaria Rani. Hope you guys like this song.
I know I'm gone sometime for long hours, days, but I'm just trying to get mine. We all got goals and aspirations. Let's reach for the stars. That's the reason why you please your kid. Never stressing where I go, never asking where I be. Who needs to be a player? Some good loving, good cooking, and I see you later. Cause I'm plotting a caper, all about the paper. Whether out in the streets, so flowing to the beats. I gotta eat, gotta feed my kids. Gotta get enough money for me to live. And it's 9 to 5, baby, don't hold no weight. So we out in the streets trying to fill our place. But we still got a date, I'ma come through late. But when it's time to go, please don't debate. I must say, it's harder every day when I'm stepping through the door when I hear you say,
boy, don't you go away. I want you right by my side all night, every day. Holding me so tight, laying.
on my feet now. I knew she was the one, I hate to say it, but yo, you got me T-Pain sprung. From the way you groove your tongue and move your cutie bum, and I'm like, I'm a sugar plum, I just gotta get you some of this pie. I'm talking about stroking it all night. Watch your sex drive slow and take flight. You never knew you would fall for my type. But baby girl, that's alright, cause I can tell you ain't used to a dude like me. The same reason I'm inclined to make you my wifey. And we be at M.E. You on my sleeve, the passion could be achieved. Girl, you got to believe in me. You keep it real, I keep it real with you. But if you start assuming things that I can't deal with you, so if you focused on cream, then we could be your team. Making money's my main thing, spend it in anything, my
boy, don't you go.
February 28th at Gossip Nightclub. Boo Block Tour with Ghostface Killah and Sheik Louch. Featuring Trinity Chris, Greg Beamish, Stroker DeLuca, Northwest Division, and DJ Shell Shay and J Soul. Tickets available online at TicketZone.com and UnionEvents.com. Or at Beat Street, Dip, Eastside Urban Wear, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records.
Okay, so we are back on the air on 101.9 FM. So are you guys excited to be here?
Yes, I am.
Of course.
How excited are you guys? You guys don't
really
seem excited.
That last song we played, that was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah. It's pretty old.
Better than the music you hear nowadays, like, yeah, drinking, yeah. Rolling stuff.
Yo, I got so much money, man.
I got bands, yo. Like, what is bands? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
It's like rubber bands. Like, well.
Well, maybe that's why girls like, you know, the tough guy with like all the money and stuff. Do you guys think that's important?
No.
No?
Not really. Like, sure it helps, but like.
I'm sure it helps.
Girls dig the shy guys. Trust me on this.
Girls like the big guys.
So we don't know what girls like, obviously.
I think girls just have a wide, range of like what.
I think
it
depends on the girl. I don't think every girl likes, you know.
Yeah, but it depends on how the first impression the guy makes too.
That's right? True.
How come no girls like us then, Omen?
Your girlfriend's right there.
What girlfriend?
Anyways, okay. So what do you guys notice in a girl first? Because in a guy, what I notice first is his smile. That's for sure. If he doesn't have a nice smile, I don't know. I don't think things are gonna work out.
Her elbows. No, I'm joking. Obviously, I look at her eyes first. That's what catches me.
What about you, Amin?
I think I look more to like the face and like hair. I'm being honest.
Her hair. Like,
and her body.
No. Okay, anyways. I think you guys just need to go out and just find some ladies.
Her love handles.
Okay, anyway, so we're gonna play a song now. And hope you guys enjoy this. It's called 7 Day Fool by Julie Black.
Yeah.
March 2nd to the 23rd, the 2013 Vancouver International Dance Festival invites you to experience the kinetic simulation of contemporary dance. Delivered to you on stages throughout Vancouver by outstanding dance artists from New Zealand, Denmark, Switzerland, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Malaysia, Korea, Montreal, and Vancouver. Information and tickets are available online at www.vidf.ca or through our box office at 604-662-4966. Sorry. We are back on the air on 101.9. Okay, so we were just talking about like what a guy notices in like in a girl. And we had some strange,
responses.
Responses. So, well.
Awkward silence. Just trying to be honest.
Okay, well, what about love? Like, what does love mean to you guys?
What is love to me? I don't know. Is this someone being there for you? Like that one special someone that you can do things with or talk to when you're sad or happy.
Kind of like your companion of sorts.
Like
your,
a dog?
Your other half. It's like your other half.
Your soulmate.
Okay, deal. Like, no.
I'll stop being creepy. I'm sorry,
people. No, love is just like kind of like finding that your other half, someone who gets you and understands you and is always there for you.
Do you think everyone has a soulmate? Or do you think that's just like a bunch of...
I think there's someone out there for everyone, but it's up to you if you want to find them or
there's,
not.
There's 7 billion people in this world.
That's true.
Yeah. So there is at least one person out
there. Your lover could be in Vancouver. He could be in Egypt.
Or Mexico.
She could be in Mexico. You just never know.
But I'm not saying like go travel around, but like just be open to your options.
Yeah, be open-minded.
Open-minded.
Like don't push everyone away. Like if someone approaches you, talk to them. You never know. Just talk to them.
Yeah.
And get to know them.
They could be potentially your soulmate.
Or like a friend.
Or a friend. Or enemy.
Or the one.
Okay, so our next song is going to be Don't Want to Be Your Slave by Mishy Me. Been trapped. Most just want to get high. From the cradle to the grave. Don't want to be your slave. Then I'm not going to take it how you want to. Love me or hate me. Support me or snake me. Either way. Show love, let it make me or break me. I'm the queen of self-esteem. Don't sweat the cream, just set the scene. Get the cream like how you mean. Straight up, one of the best at game. Ain't no puppet on a string. Like them hoes sucking on your thing. Overworked and underpaid for days. Behave, I'm not gonna be your slave. Do it. People screaming hardcore, living in the ghetto, sleeping on the floor. What you thought I was gonna rise? Do my thing, get my piece of the pie. If you're holding your breath for great God out the sky, best live your life, cause you just waiting to die. People still taking life for a joke. Can't see the fire, but you blow a lot of smoke. If you didn't get it, you got what you deserve. And just like that, that's my word. Every day I wake up, seeming on the come up. No daydreaming, got to stay one up. How you gonna sit back and wait on the wealth? Gotta go get it, motivate yourself. If not, you're only perpetrating yourself. And at the end of the day, you only hate yourself. If you know me, you know my motto. Take in charge. You got what it takes to make it. Make it all.
Yo, Mish, check 1, 2, yo. Don't even let them try to play you like that, you know what I'm saying? They don't even know who you is, you know what I'm saying? But let them know, G, you're Queen B, alright? You know what I'm saying? Mess with Mish, don't even let them play you like that, yo. Give them the real shit, Mish. Alright, Mish? Alright, Mish? Alright, Mish?
Everybody got a problem, but of course, the world got a problem, and it's yours. That's why I wrote this rhyme. You can quote this line, cause I quote this line. Living in some hopeless times, or so it seems. Never let go of your dreams, nah, man. Nah, nah, man. Just do what you got to do.
Do it and do it and do it.
Just do what you got to do.
Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day.
He got me climbing the walls. He got a python. One way through, I can't walk.
Fortune Sound Club and CITR present Valentwerk. Featuring Lady with special guests Falcons, Genesis, Blanchon, and Cher Shea.
I can't leave him long, cause he got a python.
And we are back on the air on 101.9 FM. So, guys, what did you think about that song, Don't Want to Be Your Slave?
That last line, what is a python?
It's a snake.
Okay. I just want to clear that up, okay?
Well, yeah, so you're telling me about that time you met Julie Black. We just played a song.
Yeah, because I'm a vendor at Rogers Arena, and I sell donuts. Look for the donut boy if you ever at Rogers Arena. I have glasses. But anyways, yeah, I was walking down the aisles, and I saw Julie Black. Like, actually, she was in the... And no one recognized her. Like, she was walking around. I was like, wow, that's Julie Black. I sold her donuts.
Do you think, awesome. Like, celebrities, like, they get offended when people don't recognize them, or, like, they're happy about it?
I think it depends on the celebrity. Like, if you were, like, for example, let's see, like, Kim Kardashian, and no one recognized, you'd be like, oh, my God. But... If you're just like a under like Julie Black or
I love Julie Black, she's amazing.
Trying to think on the top of my head what else underground.
Or if you're kind of like a B-lister,
yeah.
Then it's like doesn't really matter. But if you're like one like so well known around the world, then you kind of like be like offended. You'd be like, wow.
Because like if you are
like Madonna.
Yeah, like Madonna. If no one recognizes you, Madonna, like how can you not recognize Madonna?
I don't know.
She'll be like, what the hell?
She's old.
She's old. She's dating like a model, or like he's like 23 or something, and she's like 50.
It's the money.
The money is the motive.
Okay, so what about money? Do you think like women care about money?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Because they're not going to date some broke guy at all.
Really?
Because you still need to like kind of provide for them in a way, right?
Yeah.
But like,
Because it's like make gifts there for every friend.
And also like with money, it just shows like the guy can support himself and stuff. Like, would you date like a person that has no money, can't even support themselves? No. Because when you're in a relationship, you're supporting your other partner as well. That type of thing. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She was giving me the look. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I think money matters in some cases and sometimes like it doesn't. Like, what if you fell in love with someone who... you know, did they make as much as you, or I don't think it should affect your relationship.
Well, you have to look at like, different qualities too of a person. Yeah. Like, you can't just look at, oh, does he use money or not, but like, it certainly is like a big part of it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because just for supporting
there's a lot of other factors as well besides money, like the personality.
What does he wear?
What does he wear?
What kind of car he drives? No, I can't. Yeah.
Mercedes.
Kia. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well. Have you ever said anything to a girl that you regret saying?
Can I say it on the air? I don't know.
No, you can't.
Well, I can. I probably have.
Oh, yeah, I have. I like, kind of threw a fit before at an ex of mine. And, yeah, said some bad words.
That's not nice.
Naughty words.
Naughty words. It was bad, like, out of pure. But, yeah, that's just, like, I think it's part of a relationship to have fights. But sometimes... people take it too far.
How do you think like people should get over things, not take it too far, and just like let it go when they
should? Well, one of the partners should like just ease off and like kind of apologize. But if two people are both stubborn, it's not going to work out.
Yeah,
it makes sense. Okay, well, our next song is going to be "I Know You're Out There" by Gary Beals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
February 28th at Gossip Nightclub. Boo Block Tour with Ghostface Killa and Sheik Louch. Featuring Trinity Chris, Greg Beamish, Stroker DeLuca, Northwest Division, and DJ Shell Shay and J Soul. Tickets available online at ticketzone.com and unionevents.com. Or at Beat Street, Dip, Eastside Urban Wear, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records.
Hey guys, so we're back on 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, Navi Rai, and I'm here with...
Dale Seacon, hi.
And...
Amin.
And they're my... Amin Seacon. Yeah. So they're my guests for the hour, and we're just talking about relationships and Valentine's Day, because it's coming up. So we were just talking about what does love mean to you guys, and you guys said,
"Totally forgot. It wasn't important."
Hey,
no, it's just finding that companion. You know?
Yeah,
and your other half.
Well,
yeah, you're up. There's a soulmate for everyone in this earth. There's 7 billion people. There has to be.
You
someone.
Just have to believe that there's someone out there.
But yeah. What do you see in a girl, Amin?
What do I see in a girl? Yeah. Like, when I look at her or, like, when I get to know her?
Both.
Like, wait, what's the one trait she has to have? Like, it was, like no deal, deal kind of thing.
I think it will come down to being loyal, I guess. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, oh, it's just you and me and, like, no one else.
Yeah.
For me, it's trustworthiness. Or, yeah.
Or, yeah? Yeah. What's, yeah?
Yeah, don't worry about that. But...
Hey, well, how would you ask a girl? Like, what's, like, the one thing you would do to ask her girl out?
I don't think you can ask a girl, like, if she's like that. I think you have to just get to know them. And you got to kind of know what
yeah, she... Yeah, like, I mean, like, once you get to know her and everything, like, how would you ask her? Like, what's the perfect way to ask a girl?
For me, I don't know, just doing...
MSN.
Facebook Messenger, obviously. That's what I did. I don't know. A movie day is nice. Something cute. Like a typical like first date. Like when you think of first date, it's like, okay, movie, skating.
Dinner.
Or if you've been hanging out a while, just like one time, like kind of bring it up. Like it has to be like, obviously you're kind of cute in a cute place, like doing something, good activity.
Yeah.
But if you've actually like been hanging out with that person a lot and you guys are close, then it doesn't really matter. Like you can just like, just tell them.
Yeah, that's true.
You can go like anywhere, like a.
But don't you want like her to be like show her off, like show it off to her friends? Like, oh my God, he did this and this. Or do you think that's not important?
It depends.
But you can't take it too over the top, because what if she says no?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
But then again, you should know that, like, how, if she feels the same way about you.
How do you guys deal with rejection? Because I bet, like, I know a lot of guys are always, like, scared of dealing with rejection, getting rejected. Like, it's not a nice thing. So how would you, like, jacked. if you could give advice to guys out there, like, what would you say to them?
Just crawl under your bed sheets and cry it out. It's all right.
I say don't rush anything.
Yeah.
Like, actually get to know someone. Don't just be like, oh, hey, let's go out. Like, right after you meet them, like after a week or something.
Yeah.
And also with rejection, if someone rejects you, like, don't take it to heart. Like, she's not the one.
Yeah.
What, dude, don't cry over that. Like,
there's other people out there too.
Yeah.
There's other fishes in the pond, you know? That's a really bad analogy, but
there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not the pond. Ponds are small.
YOLO.
Anyways, okay, so we're going to move on to our next song called Rose Garden by Shad.
YOLO.
Slash Isaac, in a sense he baptized him. Rabbi said don't trust them cash prices. Same things that float your boat can capsize it. Tell the snakes they can take a hike like gas prices. No such things as halfway crooks or half righteous. Those who have eyes should act like it. To help the sightless seeking the light switch to see in the night with. We leading the lifeless. Sometimes I just wanna play some shows, make some dough, take it home, lay in my bed and stay in my safety zone. But CeeLo said it best. I know too much and I owe too much to let it rest. Heard a voice say, hey, you never question when you get the blessing. So don't get vexed when your life is stressed. And I promised I'll be with you no matter what the issue. But there will be some issues to address. Listen to the lady in the dress. Too much in the way. I weigh $2 and if I had 2 slugs to spray, like Ra-Ra, Glenn Beck better duck like foie gras. Make shots, poker space like Gaga. But mama says forgive, so I'll give him that bar like a Mars, then let him live. The Mississauga continues, Brampton, while my DJ's lamping like Green Lantern. Sampling, mansion, now I ain't rich as Richard Branson. I'm King Kong, he's Vince Vaughn, and I play like a champion in my Monday ball league. Nah, be all week. 7 days of black power naps every 48 half hours. That's 24 star Jack Bauer. Can't cower when the rain falls. And it falls whether you're Gandhi or you're Adolf. Fall weather, but there's always a way, y'all. Make the call, no rain delay, play ball.
Okay, so we are back on the air on 101.9 FM, and I'm Navi, and I'm here with Dale and Amin. And Dale has a little story to share with us.
Before I do, I'm going to give a shout-out to my friend David Lee. What's up? Elliot Moose on the loose? I don't know, whatever. Anyways, so my girlfriend, it was our school dance. And
back when he was in high school.
Yeah, and I was so stoked. Like, I had this whole plan how I'm going to, like, get my first kiss with her and hopefully get, like, a date and everything. So I saw her at the dance. She was wearing this awesome dress. Oh, my God. Oh, okay, anyways. And so first, obviously, the gentleman thing to do, I gave her my coat.
I'm like, okay. She was cold.
Okay, brownie point. Sweet. This is going to work. And then my friend, Lloyd, comes. And he's like, yo, man, I forgot my dance ticket and my go-kart. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. But since I'm a good friend and all, I go and drive him. So then I come back. He took like maybe half an hour, 45 minutes to get his
so
ticket.
So casual.
I know.
And the funny thing is that the ticket was in his pocket the whole time.
Yeah, his stuff was in his pocket the whole time. So anyways, I was like, okay, whatever. I just can't wait to dance with this girl. So excited. I go there. I run out of my car. I book it to the dance floor. And what do I see? Her dancing with another guy. The guy that I hate.
Burn.
I have never felt my heart sink to my stomach ever in my life. It was the saddest thing ever.
But it worked out in the end, right?
Yeah.
So how did you get her anyways?
Magic.
Magic. Yeah. Oh, just got to know her. This was nice. Just myself made her laugh. Guys, remember this. Girls love funny guys.
That's true.
And don't be normal. Be weird.
Be weird. Like, lie down in the middle of the road or anything. Like.
But that's what I did. No, just be yourself. Like, don't be, like, this fake person. Just be yourself.
Yeah, don't be a Surrey Jack.
What the hell? Okay. Anyways, so, we're going to listen to our next song.
The next song is called... It's from my favorite band, Metric. It's called Synthetica. Enjoy.
We are back on the air on 101.9 FM. I'm Navi, and I'm here with Dale and Amin.
Hi.
So we were we were just talking about month anniversaries. Like, do you guys think that's stupid or is that like okay?
Well, for me, I think the first month is crucial.
Crucial.
Because that's you have to lure the girl in, you know. It sounds bad as it seems, but it's true.
I'm more along the page of like, it's good to acknowledge it, but once again, like, not go over the top with it. Like, it's good. Like, if it comes to like maybe 6 months, like a year, like those important dates, then it's like good to like, you know, do something special.
Yeah.
But like, it's good to acknowledge it too. Like, say, oh yeah, happy anniversary, right? Like stuff like that.
Yeah. But I don't think like you need to go over the top or anything.
Yeah. Like, I'd like, oh, happy 3.5 months, babe. And then like, you like go to a fancy restaurant. Like, no. Like,
and you like break up like the next week.
Like, you guys can hang out like every month if you like or something like that. But like for the first month, 6 months, year, I think those are crucial years. Like, do something fancy or just do something fun.
Yeah.
One of those things.
I don't know, on Facebook, the only thing like that really, it's like, I don't know, I find it so stupid. Some people like post, oh, happy 46 months, something. I'm like, seriously, people? Like, it's called a year and like whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, at least say a year and a half or whatever. Like, I hate it when people are like, oh yeah, happy 184th month. Like, so really, people? Really?
How many years is that?
Like, you know, could you imagine? Like, my parents have been married for like 25 years. If they like measured it in months, like, wouldn't that seem so stupid?
Happy 526 months.
Like, wife.
Make me food.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
Oh. Hey, that's taking it too far there.
See, I'm testing you guys. See, for, don't do that.
You're not testing me. Yeah, guys, listen to Dale. You just say stupid things.
Hey, that's not nice.
Yeah, he's the one who has a girlfriend here, not me.
But Amin seems way better with the advice, in my opinion.
I'm gonna just been there and done that.
Okay, so the next song we're gonna play is Work This Thing Out by Toya Alexis, and she is a Canadian artist, so I hope you enjoy the song.
Can we just work this thing out?
And we are back on the air on 101.9 FM. I'm Navi. I'm here with Dale and Amin.
Yeah.
Did you guys have fun today?
Yeah, I enjoyed this.
It's my first time on a radio show. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had lots of fun.
I mean, I just interned here for a week, and I had a great time. So, yeah, everyone should come down to CITR and just check it out one day.
I think Amin and I should have our own show. It'll be pretty cool.
Coming soon, guys.
Coming soon. I think that would be really scary. I think everyone should be warned.
We're like love guru, really. Like, my God.
Well, I am, at least.
I am.
Relationship guru, sorry. Yeah.
Anyways, so I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us. Stay tuned because Sklad Hall is next. And, yeah, so we're going to finish things off. And, yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Enjoy the weather, guys. It's not raining, I think.
It's not raining, I think. Okay, bye.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but things change. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but it's staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Sell it back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the locks, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pips. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always got to worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
just the way it is. Way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Some things will never change.
And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Skald's Hall, starting here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, February the 8th. And this week, we are going to be listening to Kale Judy. He is one of the organizers of the Wolf Mountain Consortium, whom I have been talking about in times past. Well, we finally have him on the show, and he's not here live, but we did record a couple of interviews with him. We got him to talk a little bit about his work, and with a light touch, I edit things up, and we have those all ready to go today. So after just a word or two, we are going to go right into that and listen to what he has to say about his work.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Born in Nairobi, Kenya, David Nnamdi Othiambo moved to Winnipeg in 1977 before eventually settling in Vancouver, where he has written three novels entitled Disabandoned Nation, Kiplagat's Chance, and The Reverend's Apprentice. Disabandoned Nation tells the story of a local jazz singer hiding from immigration officials in a flop house on Vancouver's east side. Othiambo has called this work, in part, an impressionistic sketch of the disparity between Vancouver's west and east side.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello and welcome, and you're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, and here we are on Skald's Hall, and we have with us today Kale Judy. Say hello, Kale.
Hello, everyone.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, Kale, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a Vancouver resident. Recently retransplanted here from London. I was living there in the UK the first half of last year. I'm a writer, and you know, I'm just getting the word out there. Involved with a great group called Wolf Mountain Writing Collective. I co-founded with my buddy Dave, and yeah, I just love Vancouver, love being a part of the community here and just trying to get some good quality poetry out there.
Yes, and we've talked about the Wolf Mountain Group here on Skald's Hall in weeks past. You're also an alumni of here, aren't you?
I am, yes. Of CITR even as well. I went through the training course here and was close to pitching my own show, but I ultimately did not.
I see. Well, welcome back at any rate. So you're a writer, Kale.
I like to think so, yes.
Well, how did you get started off on that in life?
Well, should we go way back to the primordial beginnings?
I think so. It'll help some of our budding writers out there to hear stories like this.
Well, it's one of those. It's funny because it's one of those things when I hear people talk about how they got involved with their artistic pursuits, and it's one of those things that when I hear people who are successful at something say that they were into it from, you know, a young age, I'm always like, oh, how did you know at such a young age that this was the thing you enjoyed? But I must admit for myself, like, writing was something I gravitated towards when I was really young. I got a typewriter for Christmas when I was 9 years old, and that was in part because I loved the Peanuts comic strip, Charlie Brown and Snoopy was always typing away, so I wanted a typewriter to write some stories.